broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We do it every night here until 1 o'clock, and that's 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 Eastern. Welcome back to our program. Vernon Dozier from Belmore Academy, who is a contributor on education issues as well as issues having to do with not just the education of our kids, but the overall teacher situation. We're going to be talking to him in just a moment about summer school. Reminder that we're online at philhendryshow.com. You can look at our live streaming video of the show right now. And all you have to have is a backstage pass to check out our broadcast from El Pacifico in high definition video right now, as well as hours and hours, thousands of hours of archive material, webisodes, classic Phil podcasts, the daily podcast of the show, our news feed, and more, available at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Really, the only firewall. They call it a firewall, you know?
Yeah, but it's not a firewall.
It's what they call a firewall, a subscription site.
Yeah, but that's the firewall's New York Times.
The firewall's New York Times. All right, fine. Ours is whatever, a subscription site. The only one that's worth it is what I'm trying to say. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Excuse me for, man, I was choking there. Turn off Eyewitness News. I don't know. Have we got a TV on?
It sounded like you had a television set on there, Phil.
Hold on for a minute.
Yeah, turn it off.
All right. Vernon Dozier is joining us here from Glendale, California. Vernon, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you for having me on your program.
Summer school. We had you on the program last week talking about summer school and about a summer basketball, softball campaign that you had going on, right?
That was the softball campaign, softball season that was underway that we had to suspend because of the situation regarding our equipment check, which I have to say that wasn't my prouder moment because your program effectively put an end to that.
Well, no, my program didn't put an end to it, sir. The things that you said on the show put an end to it.
The things I said on your show, Mr. Hendry, were they were things that every coach across this country understood.
I don't think you heard me say anything other than the facts, and that was that you... I gave my opinion. I don't want to fight that fight all over again, okay?
No, if I were you, I wouldn't want to fight it either. That's why I've asked to come back on the program tonight to tell you some of the things that we're doing and to also tell you some of the things we're up against. I've said to you many times, Phil, that the education of our young people as well as the training of them, whether it's in the athletic field or anywhere else, is contingent upon the cooperation we get from parents and the cooperation we get from the community. We can't get anything done if we have parents or members of the media like yourself who are holding us back.
Well, I don't think I held you back the other night. You said you were doing an equipment check on young ladies that people thought was inappropriate, and I'm sorry that they suspended the season. I really am.
Well, they have suspended the season for a lot of young women that wanted to play softball, and now they can't. So... if you don't feel responsible for that, but I would like to come on your program tonight and talk about some of the good things that we're doing. Because of what I did with those young women and what the other coaches, Coach Vasquez, Coach Rodriguez, Coach Hernandez, Coach Henderson, Coach Billups, all the coaches from all of the schools across the Burbank-Glendale area, if it wasn't good enough, if there's something more that we need to do, we stand ready to do it, Bill.
Well, I think that's a good attitude, and I think you're fine coaches, and I think you're good teachers. I just think that one got away from you.
Well, it didn't get away from me. Like I said, these are young women that wanted to play softball, and now they've suspended the program. And again, I don't want to rub it in, but thanks to you. And
no, I do not accept that, sir.
All right, well, it's fair enough, Bill. But what we're doing now, okay, with the Yankee Doodle, our Yankee Doodle Summer, which is a build-up to our 2011 season, it's called the Yankee Rose. I'm sorry, Yankee Rose build-up to our 2011 season, and in football and all of the scholastic programs. So we do calisthenics, doing summer school, and we have worked in physical education in summer school.
Now, what with the Yankee Rose is what?
Yankee Rose is a physical fitness campaign that we're on throughout the summer of 2011, so that by the time the kids are in school for the 2011 fall, they are in shape and they're ready to not only hit the books, but they're ready to hit the blocks, they're ready to hit the football field, they're ready to hit the pool. We are water polo season's going to kick off in September. So there's quite a bit that we're doing, the calisthenics department. But we do need the cooperation of parents. The situation with yesterday's calisthenic class, and I do appreciate you holding off until you have me on your program, okay, is an example of the hypersexualization of our young people.
All right, but that was, again, that's something we need to talk about, right?
I'm more than willing to talk about it, but I don't want it to stop the Yankee Rose physical fitness campaign.
All right, so you're doing calisthenics in front of the kids.
We were doing leg stretching.
And in your words, explain what happened.
Well, again, when you say what happened, you make it sound as if something did happen. What happened was we were alerted to a young woman who I think is living in a home where there is too much hypersexualization going on.
And well, how were you alerted to that?
We were alerted to that when I was doing a leg stretch, which is essentially just putting the ankle as far back behind the head as you can get. So you're taking that leg and you're stretching that glute muscle back there. And as I did that, as will happen, and this, again, Phil, I think is an interesting lesson. When we're talking about athletics, we're talking simply about an exercise that is non-sexual. We're talking about the use of the body. And that this young lady went running back to her parents and complained about this, I think speaks to a very serious need.
Okay, but we have to know what happened, okay?
Well, I told you what happened. She went back and talked to her parents.
All right, but what got her, I guess, to talk to her parents?
When I stretched my leg back, then my private, some of my privates came out of the side of the shorts. Now, I saw it happen. I looked up and I saw she was staring at me. And I looked over and I saw two or three of the male students staring and they looked surprised. And I wondered what had happened. Had somebody had an accident? Was there someone having a difficult time breathing? I did not know. And then I glanced down and I saw that I had sort of spilled out of the right pant leg or the right short. When you're wearing a pair of shorts, if you're wearing pants, then one of the legs is a pant. If you're wearing shorts, then one of the legs is a short. So I had spilled out of one short. And that's when I noticed, and so I simply just pulled it back in and continued with the stretching.
And now, when you noticed that you had come out of your shorts like that, and
I had come out of a short, one short, not shorts. It was one side.
All right, well, why is it important to...
Well, I'll tell you why it's important. It's important to know so that you don't think there was some kind of garish display going on. It was one part of the athletic shorts that I was wearing. In other words, to wit, one short. It was not shorts, it was short. So when that happened, I went back to making my stretch, doing my stretches. I got up, and I did a quick check with my left hand. My right hand I had used to readjust myself. I'm certainly not going to, put the same hand down there.
And why?
For hygiene reasons. So I used the left hand to quickly adjust and make sure it wasn't doing the same thing. And then we went about doing intramural basketball and so on. But when I got called into the board meeting this morning, and I was told that this young lady went back to her family and said that Coach Dozier's testicles had flown, it's difficult for me to say. It's very embarrassing, too, Phil.
No, I can understand why it is.
All right, you can understand why I'm trying to say.
So the young lady, well, just to move it along, the young lady said to her parents that she saw this. What did the board say to you?
I explained to the board that had this girl not come from a hypersexualized home, it would not have been something that she would have gone back to her parents and made an issue out of, and the parents would not have called the board and made an issue out of it. I explained to the board, I said, this is what we are trying to fight against in our schools, that the kids see sex everywhere. And
well, what do you not believe that there is an appropriate and inappropriate amount of the human body that should be exposed or not to the opposite sex?
Let me explain something to you, Phil. In the film, what was the... I was talking to you before we went on here about a couple of things, but I think that there was a movie that had come out called G.I. Jane. And in the film G.I. Jane, you can see she's taking a shower with her top off. Now, it's played by Demi Moore. Ms. Moore went and had breast implants before she did this film. So she is a very well-endowed young lady. And there she is taking a shower with these other Navy SEALs. No one made a big deal out of it. No one was making a show of it. And I said to my class, I said to the board, I said, that's an example of a very healthy sexualized situation. So that's what I want to train my kids to do.
So in other words, you want to see kids walking around. Are girls and boys supposed to take showers together?
Ultimately, that's going to be the goal. If we can take the sexualization out of our schools so that we can, literally, sooner, not in my lifetime, but someday, I hope that young men and young women can shower together and it won't be a big thing. Because imagine how much money we'll be able to save on facilities. Well, I am trying to push us toward that day, and that's what I told the board.
The day when young men and young women are showering together, and
I was at a volleyball tournament. This is what I want to tell you about. I was at a beach volleyball tournament, and the top came off one of the young ladies that was a competitor. Did anybody go, oh, my God? Did any man stand up and ask her out on a date? Did a guy suddenly get so crazy that he started to you-know-what? No, none of that happened. The young lady looked down. She sort of shrugged her shoulders and put her top back on. I mean, she wasn't, it was not... I don't know how to put this. I want to be respectful of, but she didn't really have anything there, and that's probably why no one cared. But
well, that's very very respectful of you to say that.
No, I don't think I'm being disrespectful.
She didn't have anything, so no one cared. Maybe that's why. In other words, if she was if she had a big pair of breasts, then it would have been a big deal.
No, it would not have been a big deal.
You would have reacted the same way.
I would have taken note at how. I think you're misunderstanding. I would have taken note of how big they were.
Okay. All right. I tell you what. Let's take a break. We're talking to Vernon Dozier on the sexualization of our teenagers. He was doing calisthenics in front of a summer school class that he teaches, and his private area fell out of his shorts. And a girl complained to her parents. The parents complained to the school, and Mr. Dozier told the school board, this is an example of that girl hyper-focusing on sex. It was a simple mistake. And let's move on. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Vernon Dozier also says he foresees a time when boys and girls will be showering together in the gym because there will be a time in the future when no longer will we all be preoccupied with sex, especially our kids. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I spilled out of a short, not shorts. You keep blowing it.
Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. With me is Vernon Dozier, talking from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. And we're discussing with Vernon the summer school that he and the rest, obviously, of the Belmar Academy and the private schools in the area are conducting, as well as public schools, and the athletic programs, the physical education programs that they've instituted this year for the first time. Now, the calisthenics that you were doing, and you're talking about not sexualizing kids, correct?
That is correct, yes, because I had said to John Harper, who is a the president of our board is that the minute that a child goes home and says, well, this happened, that happened, you know, I saw this, I saw that, you know, they're the ones that go to their parents. Their parents are the ones that will institute these warnings that they want. Now, I was insulted because John said that someone had been videotaping for one of the local TV stations football practice. One of the schools started early with their summer practice. You know, we're not supposed to do our two-a-days until well later in the month, but and they said that they had on tape this incident of me falling out of my shorts.
What do you mean on tape? Video?
Audio tape. And I said, if you've got it, I want to hear it, and then I can tell whether these parents are liars, and excuse me for saying this, Phil, are bald-faced liars saying that I somehow purposefully slipped it out. And
are the parents accusing you of purposefully falling out of your shorts? And I have to ask you a question.
I believe they are, yeah.
I got to ask you a question at this time. With all due respect, you and I talked about last week equipment. What about an athletic supporter? What about...
All right, well, hold on for a minute, Phil. I don't know that you know what you're talking about.
No, hold on. Yes, I do know what I'm talking about. I don't have to play professional football to know that if you're in a physical education class, you should be wearing some kind of an athletic supporter, correct?
Not if you are an instructor who is not going to be partaking of the athletic competition. I'm there as a referee. And
well, you were doing calisthenics.
Calisthenics is not a competitive sport. Calisthenics is simply calisthenics. There's no need for you to wear a protective cup, and certainly no need to put an athletic supporter on. And
well, you fell out of your shorts, you said. There you were. And
can I play the tape recording? Because I told John that I don't believe it. I told John that I think the individual at Channel 19, this guy Sugarman, who was the cameraman, I said, he's the liar. I said, these parents are liars. I said, you've got another liar, and that's Sugarman. So you've got Christy Adele's parents. They're two bald-faced liars. And I've got Sugarman, who's a liar. And
who's Sugarman?
Sugarman is the cameraman for Channel 19. Dwayne Sugarman.
All right, Dwayne Sugarman. And then the parents, who?
The Adeles, Christy and Don Adele. And I said, their daughter, Deandra. And I said that you've got one, two, three, four bald-faced liars telling me that this is the sound of my, forgive me for saying it, my manhood. I don't want to over, you know.
You're claiming that your testicles fell out of your short, not your shorts.
Yes, because it was just one short.
All right, here is the recording that we got from Channel 19 of that happening while you were out doing calisthenics. God, that was loud. That was really loud.
Well, that's what they're trying to tell me, that they're so... I should be flattered because they said it made like the sound of just a rock hitting the cement because we were out on asphalt and we were sitting on the asphalt doing these. Play it one more time. She said, 1, 2. Now, that could easily be my X, you know, X, 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 Y, Z, or my bleep, bleep, my two bleeps. But no way are you going to tell me that that's what that is because... That means that one and then the other, and I'm sitting there like the dumbest ass that was ever let to live past a cradle doing a leg stretch after I look down and see, I don't think so.
So you're saying they made it up?
I think they made it up, yes, sir. I do.
All right, we're talking here with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Now the girl goes home and tells her parents. They come back to the board, and they say what?
Doing calisthenics, why wasn't I wearing it? The same thing you said, Phil, which was a little disappointing, but I know you have to ask the question.
Well, I'm not trying to indict you. I think it's a fair question.
Well, they asked, they said, why wasn't I wearing an athletic supporter? And I said to them, you know, I said, with all due respect, Ms. Adele, I said, you've got to be kidding me. I said, do you know anything really about physical education? And she's a very mousy woman, and he's not much, you know, he's a nice man, but he's not a whole lot to, not a very formidable man. And as a coach, when you meet a guy like that, you see a little man who isn't much bigger than his wife. And he sits there, and he's, you know, very mousy and mouse-like. And he said, let me tell you something. I said, sir, I said, I've seen a lot of guys like you. I said, you really have got to stand up to her. I said, she's in here. She's got everyone believing that I've got a couple of billiard balls in my short. And he said, short? And I said, yes, because your wife came in here with what she claims is a tape recording of my bleeps falling out of my short. And I swear to Almighty God, those are two paperweights. Listen to that. I said, do you believe that? He said, I don't want to believe it because I ain't got nothing like that. And I said, well, I said, you look like a little man, just a little man. I said, have you ever made any difference in your life? He said, I don't think I have. I said, what is that music?
We have to take a break.
Well, I'm not done. So, anyway, I said...
Hold on for a minute, and we'll let you finish. We're talking with Vernon Dozier, and this incident at Belmar Academy, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445.
Phil Hendry.
You're just a little man.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show and Vernon Dozier in Glendale, California, as we talk about our kids in school and summer school especially. Our kids coming to school with an over-sexualized view of life. Now, Coach Dozier, you had an incident there when you were conducting calisthenics in front of the kids where your privates fell out of your pants
I got to keep breaking the short.
All right, the short. I don't know why it's important to specify a short as opposed to shorts. You were wearing athletic shorts.
Yes, sir, I was wearing athletic shorts. Yes, sir, I was wearing athletic shorts, and I'm simply saying... that what I was doing was calisthenics, and if I'm maybe allowed to use the word, the testicles slid to one side and then did a slid slide, or what you would call an alley ball, okay?
And I didn't know there were words for this. I hope you're not using this in front of the kids.
No, sir, I'm not. I had a gutter ball. I adjusted it.
A gutter ball?
Yes, sir, that's what it's called.
Is that what it's called? You know, you're talking to a man.
I understand I'm talking to a man, Mr. Hendry. I don't know if you've been involved in athletics as I have. I've not only been a football coach, I was also a semi-pro football player. I played minor league baseball in the Chicago Cub organization. Okay, you want me to keep going, or you want to catch up?
No, look, I'm not impressed with that. I'm saying I'm not familiar with these terms, and I don't know that they are applicable. We're talking about a class of kids, okay?
I understand it's a class of kids. I'm trying to let you, another man... I'm looking for some understanding and maybe someone who can sympathize, okay? I had a gutter ball. I tried to adjust. The kid goes home, and the next thing you know, I'm brought in on charges. I'm standing there tall before the man. Now, I didn't want it to happen. I tried the very best I could not to have it happen. But you gutter ball one day, and you're standing tall before the man, and he's going to take a giant you-know-what on you. So I'm back. So I'm improvising, okay?
And you're improvising, and so you came up with this idea that kids are hypersexualized.
I believe it. Why else would a kid go home and say, Mr. Dozier gutterballed in front of us?
Did she use that term?
I believe that she might have.
Did she use that term? Did this high school student of yours use that term?
Mr. Henry, I'm not being interrogated here, am I?
I'm not trying to upset you, Coach.
Okay.
I'm just asking, did this girl use the term?
I think it is reasonable to assume that she went home and said, Mom, Dad, you got her balled just like I said.
And what does that mean?
Because this girl had been giving me the evil eye since she started in my class. And every morning that we did calisthenics, I personally felt she was waiting for a gutter ball. All right, maybe she wasn't. Maybe she went home to her parents and she said, Mom, Dad, Coach Dozier gutter balled. And maybe the father said, see, I told you. Or maybe the mother said, well, congratulations. I don't know what they said, but all I do know is...
You don't even know that this kid knows that term.
If I could just say one thing, Mr. Ender, you don't sound well. You went, you don't even know. You don't sound well at all.
Let me just concentrate on how well I sound. You don't know that that child knew that term.
No, I do not.
So you're assuming, and I think it's an assumption that doesn't speak very well of how you think of your students, that one of your female students went home and said Coach Dozier gutterballed.
I don't believe, Mr. Henry, that I'm putting my students down.
Well, you attribute to them some pretty garbage behavior.
Because, are you serious? Because
yes, I am serious. It goes right along with you doing calisthenics in front of kids under the age of 18, not wearing any athletic supporter.
I did not wear it. I've already explained to you why. I've taken steps, the best steps that I know how, to try to amend the situation. I talked to Dr. Prokop. I talked to Drs. Wilson. I talked as well to the Dean of Discipline, who is not me. It's another teacher entirely. It's Bill Sterling. And I told them that I will do whatever I can to make it right. And
well, I think that that's a start, but I think that when something like that happens in front of a female student and you dismiss it as she's overly sexualized and you gutterballed and you're busting down on me because I don't use the word pant instead of pants. And
I'm hoping that people can be technically correct. That's all I'm hoping for, so that when my time comes to go before the board for a second time after I make these corrections, I can at least say I tried to correct the record.
Well, I don't know how my saying that you slipped out of your pant instead of your pant, what difference does that make?
Everything right now, Mr. Henry, if my career's riding on this, I want everything to be right. That's all I'm asking for.
Now, all right, what are the steps? My understanding is you've got some warning system.
We've got a warning system in place. If I got her ball or one of the students. And
can we not use that term, by the way?
I beg your pardon. If my testicles slip out of my shorts... We have a PA system. This is warning one. Jim, get warning one. We'll go to warning two. This is warning one. Now, hold on. I know that sounds comic, but what I'm trying to do...
It doesn't sound like you're taking it seriously.
No, sir. That is not true. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make sure that the students don't overly focus. This has been my point. Okay? When I did a deuce...
Just use some term that we can all as adults appreciate. You did a deuce.
All right. Do you want me to say the words?
Just say when your privates slipped out of your short.
When my privates? Boy, does that sound gay.
Well, you know something, Coach? At this point, I don't care how you sound. I don't want a lot of juvenile behavior.
When my privates slipped out of my short, the student went back to her parents. And she said that Coach Dozier, I guess she said to her parents that my private slipped out of my short. And so I went to the board and I said, I'll put a warning system in, but one that will not drag attention and one that will alleviate the tension that may be created by my privates, you know, going out of my short. And that's when Dr. Prokop stood up and said, and he started yelling at me, saying, why don't you speak English? And I said, okay, I thought you wanted me to talk like a decent man. They said, yes, we do, and you sound like, and then he used the word, I did not use the word, he did. He said, you sound like a retard every time you say, I slipped out of a short. I said, okay, I'll say it. I gutterballed, and that's when he got angry again. And
one would think, Coach.
But what he said.
One would think, Coach, that as an educator, as a man with a college degree, and I know you've got two degrees, you have one in English and you have one in physical education, correct?
That's correct, yes.
That you would find more in your vocabulary to deal with a situation than gutterball, slip slide, slipped out, I did a deuce, or any of these other asinine terms that you are not only addicted to, but you think your students use. If my daughter came home to me and said something like this happened, I'd be down there talking face-to-face with you.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
I'll tell you what it means. I'd be asking you, how did that happen? How did that happen? And you would say to me, well, I didn't wear an athletic supporter. And I would say, I find that very unusual.
And you'd report me to the board.
You better believe it. I'd probably want you fired.
How many years have you known me?
I've known you a lot of years, and that's a stupid thing you did, okay?
I may continue, okay?
All right.
The warning system, when I slide, if, that's a big if I slip out or slid out again. Now that echoes across, and it's loud enough so all the students know that Mr. Dozier's came out, okay?
And all the students in the school know that Mr. Dozier's came out.
Of the show.
of the short.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to make an issue out of
it? No, let me hear the other one.
Hear the other what?
The other warning. You said you have two warnings.
Yeah. That's warning one. If for whatever reason they come out both sides, I don't know, can I say that? Or
I think we understand what you mean.
In other words, out of the shorts, plural.
Uh-huh.
Then we hear, this is what we call the China Sea. And that's when the student...
The China Sea.
Yes, sir. I mean, you didn't want me to use Gutterball, so...
Go ahead.
If Mr. Dozier is a China Sea...
There's a gong.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to... Oh, my God, if I'm going to say China Sea, don't I get to put a gong there?
And this is what you've gone to the board at your school to, you've gone to them and say, this is what I will do if for whatever reason my testicles fall out of my shorts again. Short, excuse me.
Thank you. Yes.
And what was their response?
They were open to it. They said they wanted to take it under advisement. My whole feeling was that if we can deal with it, if I'm doing a leg stretch... And all of a sudden, I look down and go, oh, boy, I'm able to push a remote button. And the kids all laugh. The kids are, ha-ha, Mr. Dozier did it again. But if I look down and it's gone what I call bug-eyed, or it's done a Marty Feldman, or it's a China Sea, then... And that's when the kids are supposed to turn and go back into the building and remain there until we sound an all clear.
And until you sound an all clear?
Yes, sir. And I thought that I had discussed this with you before I came on your program.
No, you didn't discuss anything with me. You didn't discuss anything with me, and you know that you didn't discuss anything with me.
I did discuss the all clear.
In the break, in the commercial break you did. I had no idea that your way of dealing with this problem was with this warning system.
The kids go in. If it's a China Sea, they go inside. Once I get on a pair of pants, then we sign the all clear.
So let me get this straight. All of a sudden, one day you're doing calisthenics, and uh-oh. And the kids are laughing, but wait a minute, it may be a China Sea. That means all the kids have to go inside until the all clear is sounded.
Well, you go ahead and laugh, pal, but if you could come up with a better system, have at it. Have fun. Okay? Because that's the best thing.
Oh, look, he's going to ball now.
Yeah.
You're going to cry because I'm making fun of your warning system?
Yeah.
All the kids better go inside. Okay, they can come out now.
All right, Mr. Andrew, that's fine. I know you're a Catholic. That means you believe in hell. Well, guess what? There's a shuttle leaving in 3 minutes.
I knew he'd hang up on me. It's just a matter of time. But if you want to turn your school and your calisthenics class in a summer school into some kind of a comedy routine, because you're not smart enough to wear an athletic supporter, will you quit it? That's your problem. That's on you, Charlie, not me. On you. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Ahead, we've got our news and information hour. Will you turn that stuff off? Our news and information hour here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, and welcome back here on this Monday night. And you probably hear the hoarseness in my voice continuing, and it's just what's going to... Yeah, I mean, it's on its way out the door, and every day it gets better. But I don't think I've ever had anything quite like this. And I was wondering the other day, I wonder if this is because I quit smoking. You know, this is the first really bad cold that I've had, if you will, since I quit smoking cigarettes. And the other night I was just fooling around, looking at different videos that we'd done for Facebook, videos that we'd done for our website and so on. And I came across one, and it was of me about 2 months after I got out of the hospital. I was promoting one of the shows for that night, and my voice was worse than it was. I wouldn't say it was worse than it is right now. It was about like the way it was now. I had no idea at that time that I was still, you know, some 2 months after I got out of the hospital, still getting my lungs back and getting my speaking voice back. And that was after a bout with pneumonia. So I'm a year and a half after giving up cigarettes. This is the first cold that I've had in 5 years, and it's a bitch. I mean, it is a bitch. This thing is just hanging on and hanging on until finally this weekend, and I've been working it out every day. This weekend, it started to stretch out a little bit, and I was able to do some of the things that I've used to do with it, but it's just like, it's just a really nasty-ass case of laryngitis. And so I think the only thing you can do is drink a lot of water. I'm going back to see the doc next week. He couldn't see me this week because he's busy as hell and so on and so forth. But I may want to insist just to see if he's got any kind of magic potion or something. So there's a couple of things that we want to talk about tonight. You know, in our news and information hour, there was a grizzly bear attack in Anchorage, Alaska. I don't know a lot about grizzly bears, but I did see that movie Grizzly Man. And it's funny how much you can learn about grizzly bears just watching that film. It was about Tim Treadwell, the grizzly man, the guy that used to go to the grizzly maze in Alaska every year for the summer months. He went for, I don't know, how many years, over a decade, I think, of visiting this area in Alaska called the maze. And this is where these grizzly bears live, a preponderance of them, a large number of them. And he would study them, Tim Treadwell. Now, he was not a professional zoologist or a animal behaviorist or anything. He was a guy who had recovered from a drug addiction, a serious bout with drugs, cleaned his life up, and fell in love with grizzly bears. Just found them to be the ultimate thing on earth. And so he would go there, and he videotaped his trips up there. He videotaped each and every grizzly bear that he saw. He had some amazing footage of grizzlies interacting in the wild, fighting, staking out territory, hunting, taking care of their young. And he got very, very close to these animals, too, physically, as well as, I suppose, on his part, by, you know, emotionally. I mean, I don't know how I know how one grizzly bear felt about him. One grizzly bear ate him. I mean, that's how he died. But it wasn't for a while. He had about 10 years with these grizzlies, and he named them. He gave them names like Brownie and Sugar Bear and Eddie. I mean, just names. He in a lot of ways, he did. He anthropomorphized these bears. He gave them human characteristic. And one of the people in the film, in fact, is quoted. It's a very funny quote, I have to say. He says, well, Tim just thought those bears were people in bear suits. I think he just thought that they were a bunch of people in bear suits, you know. And I thought that that was a pretty sharp comment, because that's kind of how he treated these bears. You know, human beings get into so much trouble when we think that animals are, there's a human in an animal screaming to get out. You know, if we just treat animals a certain way, there's a little human being that's going to come screaming out someday. You know, they're going to want to kiss us on the lips, and they're going to, I mean, I don't even want to go to some of the places that some people want to go with their freaking animals. And maybe it's because animals are, you know, they do. Maybe they are kind of a blank slate that we can write anything we want on them, you know. But anyway, Treadwell went up to Alaska, and he studied them, and he became an interesting guy. And he had a girlfriend from California who went up there with him 1 year. And this was the last summer of his life. And if you watch this movie, and it was made by Werner Herzog, the German documentarian, and it's almost like you hear, I know he never said this, but it's almost as if Werner Herzog in his narration says, Tim Treadwell was a magnificent idiot. You know, it's like he walked right up to the edge of calling him that, but he never really did. But in a way, that was the sense you had. Tim Treadwell was this magnificent, glorious idiot. Yeah. So he goes up there, and he stays a little longer this one summer. You're supposed to, the smart thinking, the smart money says, you need to get out of the maze sometime in the early fall because the bears become very active. Well, he hung around another week or two, I think. He wanted to. One of the last things that he said on his videotapes that he made was, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I can get close to these animals. Not, he says, there's nobody else like me. No one else can do what I do. Do not do what I do. And sure enough, the next day he was dead. And he was, and they think the bear that killed him was a bear that on this last videotape he made, he captured on tape. You see this bear. It's unlike any of the other bears that have been in the video so far. It's a solitary bear. He looks a little scrawny, and he's coming down the riverbank. And Treadwell says, I don't know that guy. And he gave him a name, like Blackie or Paul. I don't know. Not Paul, but he gave him cute little bear names. And he says, I don't know him that well. I got to get to know him, but I gotta do it slow. That guy, I'm not sure about that guy. He made this. So he was aware of these bears very, very much so, probably more than I guess a lot of us would be. And he says, I got to keep an eye on that guy. And sure enough, the next day, he was dead. This bear came into their camp, attacked Tim Treadwell, and this was recorded, by the way, not on video, but the audio of a video track captured the death of Tim Treadwell and his girlfriend, and the lens cap was on the camera, and this is why we are spared seeing this, and fortunately, I believe the tape's been destroyed. But his girlfriend came to his aid. He told her to get away, and she continued to try to assault this bear with whatever she had, and she lost her life, too. And that was the Grizzly Man. The Grizzly Man diaries are on TV, and the film, I think, is available for rental or purchase. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show. Henry.